sometimes as makers, we want to add a little bit of extra wow to our project by adding connectivity. Maybe it's a 433 wireless that we're using, or maybe we're using a serial connection with an XB module. In this episode, what we want to do is look at how we can control our projects from, say, the other side of the world by using the internet. But how do we add the internet to our project without rewriting our entire project? What we're going to take a look at is this minuscule ESP8266. This $3 to $5 module will allow us to add any internet connectivity to our project very simply. I'm Brian Sherwin, and this is The Maker Show. All right, so before we start breaking into some code and looking how we're going to program the devices, let's talk a little bit more about the devices themselves. They come in a number of form factors, and the one that I showed you a minute ago was this ESP8266-01. So this is the module one, and this is a $3 to $5 device that you can get on Amazon, or you can get a little bit cheaper if you go to Alibaba. But just, you know, it's got 8 pins on it. Problem is here, they're not breadboard friendly. So you gotta work with some jumper cables to make this work, but it's got a nice little antenna on there to do its thing. If I go a little bit more expensive, I can go over to, and this is the device we're gonna spend most of our time with today in the programming, but this is the Huzzah from Adafruit. And so this particular device is, nice because it's got two breadboard friendly rails that we can use. It's also got an FTDI breakout pin set so that I can use something like an FTDI friend. This one came from SparkFun that just makes it super easy to drop that on, and then I've got a nice little USB connection to connect that up to my computer for programming. But you notice it still has the little ESP8266 module right there. And what you also notice is that this is a version 12, so there's more breakouts on this board, a lot more pins that I can use. With the Gen 1 device, I only had 2 GPIO pins. With the Gen 12 device, I actually have quite a bit more than I can deal with. But what we're going to be interested in today is how do I connect these up to the internet? So let's go take a look at some code. All right, so when we open up the Arduino IDE, one of the things that we notice is that we aren't going to have ready access to our board. So the first thing we need to do is tell the IDE that we want to actually go and get some of the ESP8266 board data. So when we open up the preferences, we can use this additional board manager URL, and we can specify this Arduino ESP8266.com, and we're going to reference the stable package, and then we're going to bring back this JSON file. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. What that's going to do is it's going to add a in our board, when I come up here to board manager, it's going to add a library of boards that we can use. So I'm going to put in ESP, and notice here that the ESP8266 community, I already have installed the 2.2 library, but I could also select some of the other versions as well. All right. If you don't already have installed, go ahead and select your version and then click install, and some of the libraries that will be needed will go ahead and be installed for you. Once that's done, then when you come into your tools menu to pick a board, you will actually see a number of the ESP8266 modules listed there. And so there's a generic module, there's the Adafruit, there's the SparkFun thing that's there, and then there's also the core development module. We're using the Adafruit Huzzah, so I'm going to go ahead and select that one. And then you'll also notice that I have a couple of other choices to make for the Huzzah. I have the CPU frequency. I also have the flash size that I want to deal with. I'm going to go ahead and set that to 4M, and then the baud rate, I'm going to go ahead and set to that 115,000. This COM port may change depending on what device you are using, but on my machine it's COM7 right now. If I picked a different device, let's say I picked the generic module, you'll notice that I actually have a few more choices that I have to make, right? So these are choices that are dependent on the device that I'm using. So again, I'm going to stick with the Huzzah and go from there. Okay, so I've got everything plugged in, ready to go. I have this little block of code here that is going to be a standard blinking LED, right? It's how we make sure everything works. So we've got this LED that's built in on the 8266. So we're going to set that as an output. We're going to turn it high, we're going to turn it low, and we're going to do that in a repeating loop. So that should give us a blinking LED. Now, before we get going to compile that, one of the things that we need to do is we need to put our board into programmer mode. On the Huzzah, there are two different buttons here. They're back up here by the FTDI. So there's this button here, which is the GPIO 0 button, and then there's the reset button as well. And so to get this into programmer mode, what we do is we push the GPIO 0 button, and then we push the reset button, and it puts it into a programmer mode. And so everything is good to go. It's ready for programmer mode, and we'll switch back real quick to, and we'll go ahead and say upload. And so go ahead and save that. Once that's compiled, it will then go ahead and upload it to the device, and we can see it uploading through that FTDI friend. And now that it's complete, we go ahead and we reset, and so now we'll see that blinking LED on the Huzzah. All right, so now that we have a blinking LED example running, let's go ahead and move on to the next example, which will be an HTTP server. So we're just going to take a look at the HTTP server sketch that's included in the code that you download. What this is going to allow us to do is hit an HTTP server, then pass in GPIO, and then a 0 or a 1 for high or low. Now, we're working with GPIO 2 for this example, but we could certainly make the code a little bit more complex and have it follow more of an MVC style approach, where we could actually say something like GPIO and then PIN and then 0 and 1, and so we could actually specify which pin we wanted to have go high or low. But in this case, we're just going to work with GPIO 2. All right. So just a couple things need to be set up here in your code. That would be your SSID and your password. Those two need to change. I'm not going to change them here because I'm recording this. But then what we're going to do is we're going to set up a server on port 80. And from there, then let's just look at this specifically at the HTTP code. The serial code, that's going to just be stuff that's sent out to the serial port, so we're not going to really spend time looking at that. But let's look at the Wi-Fi specific stuff. Okay, so we're going to do this Wi-Fi begin SSID and password. So this is going to start our network connection, and while we're waiting for that connection, we're going to go ahead and just output a bunch of periods, and then we'll get connected. Once we've connected, then we're going to go ahead and start our HTTP server. So we'll do a server.begin, and we'll be ready to go. We're also going to output what our IP address is so that we know what what's the address that we're going to call when we're doing this HTTP server IP. So if you're connecting to DHCP, this is going to be something you're going to want to know what that value is. So that's all the part that happens in the setup. In the loop, what we're going to do is we're going to create a Wi-Fi client, and that Wi-Fi client is going to be looking at the server and saying, is somebody talking to us? And if somebody's talking to us, or if somebody's not talking to us, we'll go ahead and return. But if somebody is talking to us, then we want to do a little bit of delay here until all the information that they are sending in is coming in, right? So we'll go ahead and we'll read that string until we get to the return, and we'll be good to go. And then we'll be able to start looking at it, a request match. And so here's where we're looking for GPIO as the call, and we're looking at 0 or 1 to turn it high or low. So we're setting our value as 0, 1, and then here we're doing our digital write against an individual pin with that value. Okay, we finish that off by concatenating a string as an HTTP response, and then we go ahead and print that to the client, and we're done. And as soon as this loop finishes, we actually close that client and disconnect, so everything will get destroyed in the process. Okay, so let's go ahead and compile this out and upload it to our device and then look at it on the other side. All right, so now that I've got a connection to my access point, I can come in here and set my URL to GPIO1 to turn on my LED. And I can set my GPIO to 0 to turn that LED back off. And so you see now I've got this wonderful connection with the internet, and through a URL I can control various devices. All right, so finally let's take a look at kind of pulling all these pieces together. And I love this example that Ivan has put together back in 2015, and he's put this out there for public domain. But this is a great one where once you're configured, we're going to connect to the API on GitHub, and we're actually going to use Secure Sockets, or TLS, for this. And what this is going to allow us to do is reach out and connect to the API on GitHub, and we're going to be able to check and see if our commit has passed. And so in this case, the one that we're looking at is this repos ESP8266 Arduino commits, and we're going to go out and grab that, and we're going to check and see what information it can return. And if we find that the state is equal to a success, then continuous integration build is successful, otherwise it's failed. Now, keep in mind that we're just writing out to the window, but there's nothing that says we couldn't do something like digital write, say pin 2, low, actually that would be low, and maybe if it's failed, we'll do digital write pin 3, low, and we'll make pin 2 go high, and then here we'll make digital write 3, we'll set that one high. All right, and so now maybe what we're doing is changing relays and turning on lights that are either red or green for our build. And so now we have a build light based on, did our server run? Okay, and so this is just going to run once, and we'll see how that works. And so here we have the code. The Arduino CI has failed, and we see the state failure here on that, and then it goes ahead and closes the connection. So that about wraps up getting started with the minuscule ESP8266, the $3 to $5 device that can make your project wireless. As a matter of fact, I'm using a couple of these in a garden project that I'm doing, and in a future Maker Mini episode, I'll detail how I'm using these to wirelessly get data about soil moisture out of the garden. Hope to see you then. Until then, I'm Brian Sherwin, and this is The Maker Show.